Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Kate Maisie's Mystery is brought to you by Minerva's Perilous Pinwheel Solution. Running day out of the rotunda? Stuck indoors without some shenanigans? Well, does Minerva have some fun times for you? We found a few spare razor blades lying around and a box full of pinwheels. An adventure awaits with Minerva's Perilous Pinwheel Solution. It takes no more than a child's gentle breath to spin the Minerva's Perilous Pinwheel Solution into motion, setting the pinwheel's playful pirouette prancing. Merry motion of ex-sanguine explosion of escapades. Chase the cat, play with Auntie, terrorize the servants. What's the point of upstairs, downstairs if you can't order up a little blood play, eh? Minerva's razors are ruthless. Spice up a Sunday with screams. Otherworldly gigs are a waste when you have Minerva's Perilous Pinwheel Solution. Save your regrets for tomorrow.
New recruits to the Department of Curiosity have to be tested for your skills of abduction and deduction and lateral thinking. Ready your spyglasses for another one of Maisie's mysteries. Tonight's mystery is not for the faint of stomach. The mystery of the baked epitaph. Inspector Bennett scratched his chin thoughtfully as he surveyed the scene before him. The aroma of freshly baked bread still lingered in the air, mingled with the acrid tang of death. The baker, Mr. Brown, lay sprawled on the floor of his crumbling bakery, a silent scream on his face, contorted in a final grimace of pain, with a bluish tint to his lips and fingertips. On the counter, near the oven, and above his lifeless body, were many fresh loaves of baked bread. Among them, strangely, three of the loaves bore each a name etched into the crust. Sinclair, Jones, and Whitmore. It was a perplexing sight, for these were the names of three recently deceased individuals whose bodies had mysteriously vanished from the local graveyard. Their headstones were missing as well. Bennett made a note to check in on the local resurrection men, Willie and William. Sinclair had died from a duel, Miss Whitmore from a horse accident, and Jones from a nasty bout of bad sausage. Interesting, muttered Inspector Bennett to himself as he examined the loaves more closely. His keen eyes noted the peculiar texture of the bread. Brown was known as a bit of a miser, and would bolster his bread with sawdust and other adulterants. True to form, next to his body was a half-stirred bowl of the odd textured dough. When Bennett stood, he took a closer examination of Mr. Brown's dilapidated oven, and he knew immediately what and who had killed Mr. Brown, the baker. So, future curio, who was it, and how did poor Mr. Brown, the miserly baker, perish? While you're figuring that out, let's move on to Mr. Fitz's figments. Can you conquer this one? In the very same graveyard, five tombstones stood side by side, each belonging to a different departed. Can you determine the order of the gravestones and the year they passed away? Sarah, who drowned in a cow pond, passed away in 1867 and is not buried directly next to James. John met his fate in a pub brawl, but not in 1871 like everyone thought. His tombstone is to the immediate left of Elizabeth. Elizabeth shattered an oil lamp and is buried the farthest away from Sarah and died after John. Mary had a mysterious illness. Her tombstone is to the immediate left of the person who passed away in 1869. James had a mining accident after Sarah, but before the man buried in 1873. And the person buried in 1875 is a woman, but not Mary. The solutions will be presented in future episodes and on the Celine Patreon. Happy hunting.
Feeling trapped in the attic? Ingested a parasite? Looking for a Lenny Penny? Come bask in the emerald green glow of a strange city lying alone. Join our Patreon for Selena Cleverman, and Minerva might just let you pick her next solution. Join our Patreon, and no one will ever ask you for anything ever again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Again and again.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.